Today is Thursday, August 28th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is, I'll find it in a minute, day. No, just kidding. It is National Thoughtful Day. It's National Bowtie Day, National Power Rangers Day, Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day, not Rainbow Vista. I'm sure there is a Rainbow Vista Remembrance Day where they remember prior residents of Rainbow Vista, but that is not this. I don't know what it is, actually, but it's not that. So yeah, be thoughtful to someone else today. That's not too hard to do, but you know, say, give someone a compliment, ask them how they're doing, or if you want to spend a little bit money or something, buy them a coffee or a tea or a Diet Mountain Dew if it's me. I would love a thoughtful thing. A thoughtful thing for me would be leave a voicemail or send a text message and tell me how much you love the little show. Y'all, first of all, just talking about work, I have this thing that I'm procrastinating doing, and it's making me anxious because I've got to demo this for my boss on Friday, and I'm nowhere near demoing. This thing. And every day I've been getting up and just feeling off, but I don't know how to start. Like, well, I did start, but I just got a text message and so it distracted me and I completely lost my frame of thought. What was I talking about? Someone remind me. Because my stepfather just messaged me, and it was very loud because I'm wearing my Meta glasses. And I don't remember what I was saying. Oh my God. Being thoughtful. I've been avoiding this thing, and I still avoided it today. That's all. I got up today. I felt horrible. I did other things, but I didn't do that thing. I mean, I'm going to be an hour before this presentation trying to like throw something together. That's just how it is. I have tomorrow night, if I want to work at night, like, you know, non-working hours, and then part of the morning on Friday. And it doesn't have to be perfect. She just wants to see the workflow and that I've been working on it. But I don't know. I'm just struggling to come up with I just need to work on it, but I have this thing. I'm a perfectionist, and I tend to like to get things perfect in my head before I start working on them. I'm not a person who sits down and just bangs my head at a problem. I think, and then finally I will start on it. I may do research, you know, I may do other things like that, but I won't just start because I have this fear of starting when I'm afraid I'm going to fail or I don't know what I'm doing. It's just a weird thing. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about today, we do not have any contacts and look, it's fine. And I saw this article and I wanted to, and I'm always drawn by these list articles, you know, 5 reasons that you can't sleep at night, although I sleep fine at night, but you know, whatever. 5, 10 reasons why how you could improve your sex life, whatever the case may be. So this article came up and it's 7 things you naturally stop explaining once you become emotionally mature, says psychology. Now, I've always been a big explainer because I'm a people pleaser and I want everyone, you guys are probably so tired of me saying that. But this is my personal journal podcast. If I was like writing in a diary, I would be talking about that all the time. So you're my diary, folks. So part of that being a people pleaser involves explaining yourself all the time. why you didn't do a thing, why you can't do a thing, why you don't want to, you know, whatever. And this article says here are seven things that you shouldn't be explaining if you're emotionally mature. Your life choices. I should just be able to make life choices and not have to explain them to anyone. Like, if I want to go to church, I shouldn't have to explain that to my gay friends who may be atheists. But if I want to go to a gay bar, I shouldn't have to explain that to my church friends. Because it's my life. I should be able to do whatever the hell I want to do, and no one needs an explanation. Right? I'm not there yet. So I guess I'm not emotionally mature. Kel Surprise, right? Your need for alone time. Again, sometimes I just don't want to do something because I need to be alone. Or I want Mark to go, you know, to a party by himself because I'm just craving some time alone. And I don't want to tell him that because I don't want him to feel bad. You know, so if you're emotionally mature, you should be able to embrace that you no longer need to justify your desire for solitude. Your relationship status. You shouldn't have to explain whether you're single or whether you're not, or even whether you're in a relationship with a man or a woman or a non-binary person or a trans person or like whatever. It doesn't matter. You shouldn't have to explain that, and you should stop explaining that. Your physical appearance. Ugh, so worried about how fat I am and how fat I'm not and how old I look and all these things. You know, again, emotional maturity would be not being self-conscious about all that, just letting it go. Your career choices. This is a big one because I feel like the one redeeming quality that I have is I was able to land a good job. And so I can take my parents out on cruises and I can pay for dinners and I can, you know, support myself and all those things that a responsible adult is supposed to be able to do. But it's all about, you know, it's not what I really, I don't know what I really want to do, but it's certainly not that. Hi, my name is Ray, and shouldn't have to explain career choices, your personal boundaries, whatever those may be, your failures. A practical tip on that one is the next time you experience a setback or a failure, instead of trying to explain it away, just ask yourself, what can I learn from this? So it says emotional maturity is a journey, not a destination. It comes with learning to understand and accept yourself and realizing that you don't owe anyone an explanation for your choices, needs, or experiences. Your life is your own, and it's up to you to live it on your own terms. If you take one thing away from this article, let it be this. Start to live without the need for external validation. I hadn't read that until just now. That needs to be my mantra. Learn to live without external validation. Or start to live without the need for external validation. Oh my God. If I did not need external validation, my life would be so much. How do you just flip that switch? How do you just one day flip a switch and go, oh, I don't need external validation anymore? I really want to skip orchestra rehearsal tonight. I have no reason to skip orchestra rehearsal tonight. There is nothing that I'm doing this evening that I, there's, in fact, I, that long list of things that I had to do yesterday, I think I talked to you guys about that. We made a list on the show. I got through the entire list and I got to bed at a reasonable hour. Go me. I haven't lost any weight. I went ahead and weighed myself again this morning, but I'm the same weight as I was last Saturday. So I have two more days, because this is Wednesday. Actually, 3 days almost 2.5 days to at least lose a pound. Because I want to lose a pound a week. I don't know what I'm going to do while I'm traveling. Because I'd like to not completely lose, you know, my progress. I'm trying to be easier on myself. And I know I just talked about don't be concerned about your looks. And I know that's ironic that I'm now talking about losing weight again. We'll just put it in the health category for now because I'm still working on that, okay? I still care. But I'm going to go easier on myself. And instead of trying to lose all the way down to the weight to wear those, and I never got into those leather pants. You guys remember that? But to get there, instead what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say, you know what? Your main goal is to lose 10 pounds a year. So that means by next year, I want to be in my 170s. By the year after, I want to be in my 160s. And by the year after, I want to be in my 150s. And then just go easier on myself. You know, let myself slowly come down 10 pounds a year. And I think that's okay. Either way, it's not going to happen. I mean, it'll happen and then I'll yo-yo and then it'll happen and I'll yo-yo. It's just, I shouldn't claim that though. I should claim what I want. Not what I'm afraid will happen. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.